أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثات بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in the state of Islam. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you for continuation of Tafsir, last Juz of the Quran, Juz Amma. And today we working in Surah Ash-Shams, Surah number 91. This class is the second class or part 2 of Surah Ash-Shams. Ash-Shams, which means the sun. And the sun that we're talking about, the sun is S-U-N, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and made it a favor and a blessing for all mankind. As we explained in the previous week, last week, concerning about the benefit and the value of the sun and how by the rising of the sun that it saved mankind a lot, billions of dollars every day. Because the light, the heat, and the nourishment and whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for the sun to be helpful for mankind. As a result of this, as the greatness of the sun and one of the favors of Allah, Allah had swear by the sun in the surah, and the surah be named after the first word in the surah, surah number 91. We already stated that this surah has three main categories. One category is the creation of Allah and the greatness of the creation of Allah. As a result of this, Allah had swear by it. And if we can see the greatness of the creation, this it tells us about the Creator is much greater than the creation. So if we could not see, or if we can realize and know something about the greatness of the sun, the size and the weight and the heat and all the things that only in the sun. So by thinking and reflecting on the sun, it make you see how the greatness of the Creator, because the Creator much, much, much greater than His creation. And the sun is only one thing out of millions and billions of Allah's creation. And you can see how much heat that is the sun, and how much fire or how much light. So you can imagine that the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the sun, and how Allah is able to make one of his creation can destroy the whole universe. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his mercy that made the sun, created and put it in a certain place, in a certain height, and all the things that is not for the people to be burning the people or harming the people, to be beneficial for them. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mah. The second part that Allah talking about the nafs and the human being. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The third and the last subject or category that the surah is talking about, previous nation, the tribe of Thamud. We have Ad, we have Thamud, we have Fir'aun, we have the people of Lot, we have the people of Noah, we have all these nations that came before us and before the last nation, the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Allah dealt with them, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had rewarded the believers, how Allah had punished the disbelievers. So this is the three main subjects that we talk about in the surah. Today we talking about the second part, okay, which we already talked about it. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. وَنَفْس, what is the nafs? It's the soul. Okay, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. How Allah perfected and created and proportioned this nafs, this human being, the soul. How Allah made it to be inflexible and in a manner that it can be go in any direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided with the guidance as well as means of a person can be misled and gone away from the sirat. All means are available. As a result of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers, not a messenger, messengers, okay? And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent books and revelation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent signs and miracles, all the things to be what means of guidance. No soul, no human being, black or white, Arab or non-Arab, can have excuse before Allah in the day of judgment to say, I didn't know, I didn't see, I don't know better, okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by the nafs, okay, which is the soul, or that the human being, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected the human being, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arm to be long, how Allah made the tongue to be short, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered the mouth with lips, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made teeth, and all the things, and everything to be flexible and to be in accordance with what is going to be doing. Okay? So if I would fingers in the hand, in the end of the hand, because the hand have to pick up things, to hold things, and to take it and put it in the mouth, and how the mouth has to have the teeth to chew it, okay? So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected the creation of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, by the nafs, Adam alayhi salam, or person, or the soul, okay? All these three possibilities that mean Adam, which is the original of all mankind, male and female, alright? That, and this also to let you know that the people talking about equality is no something called equality, okay? You could not make the principle equal with the branch. You could not make the root equal to the branch. No, by any means. So we understand that Allah created Adam. Allah fashioned Adam with his own hand, Almighty Allah. From Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Eve, okay, or his wife. So the originality is the man, okay. So nowadays we say, okay, people coming and talking about man and woman are equal, and a woman supposed to do the same kind of the job like the man, and they supposed to have the same rights. If the man, you understand, can marry 2 and 3 and 4, why woman could not have 2 and 3 and 4? If the woman can do this, why the... No way. But nobody saying why a man could not have a baby, okay? They're always talking about why the woman could not do this and that, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and he fashioned him, created him with his hand, and after this from Adam became the second person, which is Eve, okay, Hawa. So he said, وَنَفْسٍ, which is Adam, or nafs means the person, or nafs means the soul, okay, because the soul and the heart are the main center of faith or disbelief, iman or kufr. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةِ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ كُلِّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ كُلِّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. Indeed, there is a piece of flesh in the whole body. Even your whole body is not equal. Your whole body is not equal. So how are we going to make men and women equal? The Prophet said the most important thing in all the body is the heart. If the heart is good, the whole body will be good. If the heart is corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. Your eyes will be doing the haram, your ears will be doing the haram, your foot, your hand, everything. Why? Because the most important part is the heart. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also swear by the nafs, wa nafsin wa ma sawaha, and him who perfected him in proportion. Then he showed him, i.e. Adam, or mankind in general, or the soul, what is wrong for him and what is right for him. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Every soul is exposed to right and good. Any human being can do good or do bad, can do halal or do haram, can do sunnah or do bid'ah, alright, can do iman or do kufr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made both means are available, but Allah encouraging us and order us to do the halal and the iman and the sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discourage us and forbid us and warn us against the haram and the bid'ah and the kufr. Is this true or not? So what Allah loves is the iman. What Allah hates is the kufr. What Allah likes is the sunnah. What Allah hates is the bid'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about what He wants from us and what He doesn't want. So the elements of fujur and taqwa is there. Alright? You can eat halal or you can eat haram. You can drink water and milk or you can drink wine. Both of them are available. You see? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. What is fujur? Fujur means disobedience. Fujur, fajara, okay, that means went out of the limit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put limits for us. Okay? And it's called infijar, like explosion. Okay? Because like when you blow in the balloon, and after this became boom, infijar. Okay? Why? Because you put too much air. Could not take it anymore. Alright? Inspire him and its purity. Allah give it the taqwa, purity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave the wrong. He gave you both ways. Everything are available. Okay? So the fujur, okay, is the wrongdoing to exceed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do the haram. This is called fujur. Other word, sin. Other word, disobedience of Allah. Okay? A woman can cover or walk with no cover. Especially in a society like this. They have law about how many inches she has to cover. And after this, it's okay. Alright? So as long as she doing it according to the law, or that she walking, she's not stubborn, it's okay. You see? In certain states, you understand, she can be whatever it is, as long as she's walking, but she could not be stubborn. You understand? In certain places, they will make places, as long as they get a license, okay, what they can do. You see? So both of them are available. You can be covering and have haya and shyness and iman, or you can have fujur and be sinful. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. As a result of this, it's very important for us as Muslims that we pick up and choose and select our company and our environment and even our society and our neighbors and our schools, everything surrounding. Why? Because it has effect and impact in your soul. Alright? It's going to be affected by what is surrounding. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the what? The right companion is like what? Like a person who's selling perfume. You sit beside a person selling perfume, you're going to smell something good. Is it? You go sit in the shop of the blacksmith, you're going to burn your clothes, or at least you're going to do what? Smell the smoke coming out of the furnace. You be in the right company, okay? You be safe. You sit with the people, they have nothing except backbiting, slander, talking about so and so, and after this in the end they're going to do the, how they do it? Do something like that mean, oh no, I think it's like, how they do it? That mean when somebody backbiting or something like that means the angel or Astaghfirullah or that the angel doesn't. Come on, you know this. Okay, no, I know it. How they do it? You don't know? He been for long in America, I forgot how they do it back home. When like somebody says about something like Astaghfirullah or something like, yeah, yes, anyway. I saw it anyway. They keep saying sin and after this is they do like anyway. The point is that that's wrong. What? It's not going to help, you understand? It's not going to help. After it's slander people, it's backfire people, and doing it's not going to do anything, you understand? You're supposed to close your mouth before even saying it, you see? Anyway. So the means of fujur, what is fujur? Is the opposite of taqwa. What is taqwa? Righteous deeds. Things purifying the soul. Okay? And fujur. فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Now, after Allah swear, how many things can you tell me and you get a dollar? You can get a candy bar. 14. You could ring. Allah swear with 14 things. 14 things Allah swear by it. Shams, Duha, Qamar, Zatala, Al-Nahar, Iza Jallah, Al-Layl, Iza Yashah, Al-Sama, Ma Banaha, Al-Ard, Wa Ma Daha, Wa Nafsin, Wa Ma Sawaha. After this, what Allah swear in all this world, what? Qad aflaha man zakkaha, wa qad khaba man dassaha. Qad means indeed. When Allah say indeed, for sure, Allah is not playing with us. He knows. Say, aflaha, falah, najah, success. Achieving what is good. And be saved from what is harmful. This is what is falah. Okay? In the short term, it means successful, being successful. Okay? What means fada, or aflaha, or najaha, became successful? That means he gain and achieve what you want from the highest degree, the price, and you have escaped the harm that won't catch you. Now you became faiz. And Allah said, وَقَدْ خَابَ. Notice now, twice. He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهُ. And after this, he said, what? وَقَدْ خَابَ. So it's sufficient to say, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهُ وَخَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهُ. But Allah repeating again, and say قَدْ again. So for us to wake up and to understand the reality of success and the reality of destruction and losing. What is the reality of falah and success? It is tazkiyah. Is the imagination here? Maybe in the tape recorder, inside the tape recorder. Okay. So how we can be successful? Through tazkiyah. What is tazkiyah? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ. What is man? Man means who, and the other one with kasra is what? Min. Min from. أنا من الهند. I am from India. I'm only giving an example, I'm not. أنا من. Mim kasra min will be what? From. But when you say man with fatha, means who. So only one vowel changes the whole meaning. Okay? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ. Allah saying successful is the one who زَكَّه. What is the word? زَكَّه. Okay? And also the zabiha, when you kill it, you call زَكَّه. Because you profile, you let this blood go out, you say in the name of Allah, it's called تَزْكِيه also, purification. You made the animal halal for you to eat it. And the tazkiyah of the soul, purification of the soul, elevation for the soul, through the iman, through the taqwa, through the prayer, through the dua, through the istighfar, through the sadaqah. You see? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Okay? Why is it to tahhiruhum biha? Oh Muhammad, take a charity out of their property to become a means of purification for the soul. Because when you give the money, now all what you think about yourself. But we want you to think about the poor and the needy and the other people. So this, now your self is not greedy. Now it's not selfishness. Now you think about the others. So taking the sadaqah out of your money. And also sometimes we're making something haram or something by mistake, also the zakah will come to make it purification for it. Okay? Yes, zakah from tazkiyah. Zakah is a means of tazkiyah. And zakah, okay, means a means of purification, to profile. Okay? From zakah to mean to grow. Because the zakah, it has a means of cleanliness and a means of purification and cleanliness and means of elevation and growing. Yeah. You see? So now, my money is growing. Okay? Because I'm giving in a dollar, Allah giving me back 10. Okay? And also it's purified, so my money is growing. But at the same time, it cleans my income. And if we are fine, making my iman grow strong. Now I believe in the unseen that Allah will give me. See? So a means of growing, make you grow in your iman, and a means of cleaning your soul from the bad thing. So what is the destruction? Khaba. Who is the loser? Khaba means a loser. Man dassaha. The one who will take his soul and put it down in hellfire. Okay? corrupted. How? This I mean to corrupt. Make it dirty. Make it impure. Right? Make it corrupted. How corrupted? How you corrupt your soul? Listen to music. Look into the haram. Okay? Too much sin. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, a person make his sin, a dark spark will come over his heart. Alright? So now, if he seeks Allah's forgiveness and repent, now the heart will be polished. Clean. Okay? So cleanse ourselves from sin, istighfar, tawbah, repentance, seeking Allah's forgiveness. Okay? Make nuzum, make a turan'at, find a means to clean it right away. You get up in the morning, you're foggy and all the things. Now you put your windshield wiper and some water, and now looks good. So Allah made means to cleanse your heart. He said, if he make istighfar and tawbah, this dark spot will be polished. Now his heart will come back again, pure and good and clean. If he did not, this spot will start to grow. Do you know like what you call this, what is this kind of sickness that, SubhanAllah. Cancer. It's a cancer. And see, it's spreading and it starts growing more and more and more. So the same thing, like you understand, you have a spot. No tawbah, no istighfar, now became bigger and bigger and bigger until it covered the whole heart. And this is what Allah is saying in the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. As a result of the sin they used to achieve became Iran, became a Ghishawa. Okay? And in Surah Al-Baqarah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that Allah makes Ghishawa. So as a result of this he could not see. So now he can give them class, he can remind them about Allah, he tells them akhirah, all the sins. It's not. In fact, one, because the heart is hardened, it's covered. Okay? So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what? وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَ. Indeed, the one who corrupted his soul is the خَائِب. خَابَ is the verb. The doer is what? خَائِب. You say فَازَ or you say فَالِح is the one who makes the فَلَح. فَائِز who gets the فَوْز. خَائِب is the one who did the verb خَابَ. خَابَ is the bad thing, is the loser, is misfortune, he is not a winner. خَابَ. Okay? Man that said the one who corrupted his soul. And the words he's saying made corruption for the soul is shirk. Shirk. Associating pardon beside Allah. And after this comes the major sins, and after this comes the minor sins, okay? Is certain levels. The corruption is certain levels. It goes with this verse, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْضُ. فَبَائِعُ نَفْسَهُ فَمُعْطِقُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا. All mankind, they go forth. They go in the morning, leaving his house and his product, or his merchandise is what? Is your soul. So the people, they go to the market. When the market is finished, there is two types of people. One is a winner, and one is what? Is a loser. But the product here is not suitcases, or computers, or laptops, or radio, or TV. No, you're taking something more serious as a product to say. Your business is your soul. When you're leaving in the morning, leaving your house, you go into this big field, this dunya. Okay? When you return at night, you're one of the two. That you have saved your soul, or you corrupted your soul. That means you have won Allah's pleasure for that day, or that you have doomed and corrupted your soul. Can you imagine every day this is what we're doing? We don't pay attention. You carry the most sensitive and the most important thing is your soul, your heart. Okay? And you go out. This man says this, he curses him. This man did this, he snatched his money. This man says this, you understand, he hit him. This man, you understand, this, you looked at him. All kind of things. Right, left, you understand? We have to always, while we're walking, balancing ourselves. What I did just now. Come start the door. Now you come. Stop. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I try to review my sheet of income. What's right, what's wrong, what's halal, what's haram, what is hasana and what is sayyah, what did I do since the morning? Okay? You have a stop. Review your sheet. Okay? Now after this you go to the second period of the exam from Zuhr to Asr, and after this another stop. Reflect. Think. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Remember the day of judgment. What's going to happen? What did I do from Zuhr to Asr? After this comes Maghrib, another stop. After this comes Isha, another stop. You see? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the salah. So it's like a stop area or rest area. Fuel, gas, shop water, check. Everything is okay. Let me go to the next period. Okay, now I try to do better. Go to your sleep. Next day you start another day. So the Prophet said, "Kulli nas yaghdu," everybody, male or female, everybody going out for business. At the end of the day, you'll be a winner or you'll be a loser. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَ. Now with this chapter that we go to another part, alright? And let's see this verses for today. Part now of the surah, Allah is telling us about the previous nations, and this surah focuses about one tribe, the tribe of Thamud, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them his prophet Salih. Those people, their tughyan, their transgression, they disbelieve in the prophet. They ask for a miracle. Okay? They want the messenger to be according their logic or their opinion or what they like, rich man or a big man or a great man or a white man, whatever it is. Everybody has their own taste what a messenger is supposed to be. Alright? is not our choices. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who selects. Alright? Oh, why he's a poor man? Why he's a orphan? Why is, you see? People try to find excuses why not to believe, why not to submit to Allah. They have to find, try to find excuse why not to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the tribe of Thamud. Why? Why Allah telling us about Thamud and these hundreds and hundreds of years, how many centuries between us and them? Because you have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His sunnah is to reward the good doer. And also the way of Allah, the sunnah of Allah, is to punish the wrongdoer. Okay? And if the punishment doesn't happen in this life, it will happen with no doubt in the hereafter. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا. كَذَّبَتْ from الكذب, to deny, belied, to reject. كذبت. And the ta' came in the end. Because effeminate, Thamud. كذبت Thamud. كذبت is a past tense. A verb is a past tense. Say that Thamud had denied. As a result of their tughyan, their transgression. Why they denied? Because they transgressors. Their transgression caused them to have kufr, to disbelieve and to deny. إِذْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. إِذْ, when, إِمْبَعَثَ, to go forth, went forth, from the Ba'ath. Go fast and quick. Okay? And this is something very serious, that a person to be fast in the disobedience of Allah and slowly in the obedience of Allah. In the obedience of Allah, Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Hasten towards forgiveness. Hasten towards Jannah. When it comes about good deed, we're supposed to do what? Then, oh, inshallah, next week. Or maybe let me think about it. No. Because this part of the shaitanic work, he's going to, by the time you leave from here to the door, the $50 becomes $30. By the time you go to the charity box, it's a $20. By the time you put your hand in your pocket to give the $20, now you change your mind and say, Brother Farouz, they have a change for $20. So do it right away. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the moment, inspire you to do the good, do it. Don't be scared. Do it right away. Slowing and dragging your feet is a good deed. It's from the shaitan, and as soon he gets hold to you for one moment, now he's going to start to play with you little bit by little bit. Okay? Little bit by little bit. By the time you're about to do it, it's half of what you was going to do. Okay? Oh, let me go. I understand it's 6 o'clock. So by the time I get ready, I understand, get in the car and drive, I'll be in the masjid. So So, but the news now, at least get what you call the beginning of the news. Huh? And at least let's say the headline. Now we see, now how is the shaitan going to? And as soon you hear the headline, wow! We're going to get the deal. What's going on? Let me hear it. Because he got you right away. You see? He said, I can hear it 11 o'clock. Let me catch the clock. You have to fight yourself. Because yourself is going to try. You have the shaitan, and you have yourself, and you have the temptation. All the things is working against you. Okay? So when Allah bless you with a moment and inspire you that you're ready to do the good deed, do it right away. And never be sorry, why I did this. It's for Allah. Don't be sorry for a good deed that you did. But the problem when we became fast in the disobedience, slow in the obedience. This is very, very bad. So this man is the worst of his community in that time. As a result of this, when Allah said about him, he went forth. He went fast and quick. And who went? He said, Ashqaha, the most wicked man among the whole community. You know, some people, they try to show up. Try, okay, don't worry, I take care of it. Okay? I'll be the one. Leave it to me, I'll take care of this business. Huh? So, the warning had came, and the people been warned. But the person, because his kufr, because his transgression, because he's a wicked person, has too much company of the shaitan, he went false. But we can see the job of the messenger even in the last moment. فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياه. Then said, قال said لهم to them, I eat the tribe, ناقة الله, the camel, the she camel. ناقة is the female camel. Okay? The she camel of Allah, naqatullahi, and its drink, suqiyaha, and its drink. Okay? What does this mean, its drink? The messenger of Allah, naqatullahi, the she, Allah wa suqiyaha, and its drink. Because Allah made a portion, made it schedule of drinking. You drink one day water, you drink one day milk. And if it's the day of the camel, the she camel, leave it alone, don't bother it. It's a miracle. A camel will drink the whole water, okay? And will give the whole tribe milk. So for them to drink one day milk, one day what? Water. You want a sign? Allah gives him a sign. It been said that the camel, the she camel itself, had came originally from Iraq in the mountain. He said to Salih, show us a miracle. Show us proof, evidence that you are the messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mountain open and the she camel out of it. Show us a miracle. Allah made the camel to drink the whole water of that day. Next day give them milk enough for the whole. So this man walked, say, this is too much for us. We want water every day. One longer. Say, don't touch the camel of Allah. What does it mean, the camel of Allah? Does Allah have a camel? Huh? Does Allah have a camel? Same thing like you say, Baytullah. The mosque is the house of Allah. Does Allah live in a house? No. Does Allah ride a camel? No. The attribution, contributing or attributing something to Allah, okay, it has two different types. Okay, when he said Yadullah, means the hand of Allah. Does Allah have a hand? Yes. How would it look like? Allah knows this. We don't know. Allah told us in Quran that he had a hand. And Allah said to Iblis, why you did not prostrate to the one that I created with my own hand? Can we say Allah doesn't have a hand? Can we say this? Yes or no? We could not. That means we deny what Allah is saying. Can we say that Allah has a hand like our hand? No. So what is the proper way to believe that Allah has a hand? How? We don't know about how. So attributing something to Allah, it has two types. Something which it doesn't be separated from the essence of Allah. Say the hand of Allah, the face of Allah. Okay? Because there is no hand by itself. The hand is part of something. And there is something which can exist by itself. Camel, house, is it? So now when you attribute, you say Baytullah and Ka'bah Baytullah, this for an attribution for honor. That means when attributed to Allah, that means the honor, it has its special position in Islam. Okay? So we say the house of Allah does not mean that Allah lives in a house or Allah needs a house. Arshullah. Same thing about when it say that Isa, it's the Rasulullah. Isa, Rasulullah. The spirit of Allah. It's for honor. Okay? Does not mean that Isa part of Allah. Because Allah doesn't have parts. Okay? To be separated. Okay? Because a part comes as part of a whole. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one unique, nothing similar to him. Isa is a human being. Jesus, peace be upon him. He eats, he drinks, he sleeps, he goes to the bathroom. Huh? So when you say that Isa Rasulullah does not mean that he is part of Allah, the soul, that means he is part of the soul, like some of these crazy Muslims, they said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur Allah. He created, been created from the lights of Allah. Huh? So how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be part of Allah's lights? And now Muhammad is a human being and the part is dying, so now the rest of the whole will die. So from this we learn two things, that when you attribute something to Allah, it can be one of two things. That means it's real, or can be from a dog of honor and respect. Like you say, Kitabullah. Quran is Kitabullah. Huh? We say this Kitabullah. That means to be honored, respected, because you say Kitabullah, belong to Allah. Okay? So he told them, Naqatullahi wa suqiyaha. I.e., leave it alone. You better don't touch it, because this is the she camel that belong to Allah. Okay? And the suqya, the drinks of it, and the arrangement and the schedule of drinking, is also belong to Allah and by instruction from Allah. Okay? So what happened when the warning came to them and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correcting them and trying to stop them? فَكَذَّبُوهُ. Same thing again, like كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُود. So why كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُود, the whole tribe? How many people killed the she-camel? Allah said, إِذِمْ بَعْثَ أَشْقَاهَ. The most wicked person among them, he wants to kill the camel. So how many people this? How many? One. So what is the problem with the rest of the community? Because they didn't try to stop him. They didn't try to show that this is wrong, you could not do this. So when the rest of the community satisfied and content with the haram doing in the society. Not only the people who's drinking, not only the people who walk in half naked, not only the people that are gambling going to be punished, but the whole community, because they did not try to object to the sin or to say something about it. So the destruction will come and cover the whole thing, the whole shan. Alright? But the one who wants to kill it, how many? Or only one? So Allah said, كَذَّبَتْ سَمُودَ, the whole tribe of Samud denied. And here also, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا, they denied and they reject the order of the Prophet Salih alayhi salam, and they deny, reject, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. And what is? Then فَعَقَرُوهَا, and they slaughter it. They slaughter the camel, the she camel. They kill it. What was the result? Allah said, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Allah had leveled the whole town. Allah made the destruction cover the whole town. Everybody, all the kuffar. Why? He said, بِذَنْبِهِمْ, as a result of their sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish the people for nothing. So we have to understand, when a musibah, listen very carefully, فَدَمْدَمْ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ, i.e. as a result of their sin. بِذَنْبِهِمْ, what does ذَنْب mean? Sin, disobedience, doing haram. Because of their sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what the meaning is, then they denied him and they killed it. So their Lord destroyed them because of their sin. Because what? Of their sin. So the same thing applied to me and to you. Whenever something happens to us, it's because our sin. Sickness, illness, worry, fear, losing of property, losing of whatever it is that's happening. When any musibah, when any calamity falling, it is the result of our sin. But believe it or not, as Allah said in the Quran, وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, if Allah deals with us according what we deserve, He's not going to leave one single soul on the earth. What's happened to us from illness, hardship and difficulty is only like a touch. But if Allah will actually deal with us according what we deserve, we'll be gone long time ago. Okay? Alright? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw a little bit of touch of punishment, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that they may reflect and think and come back to Allah. Okay? فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ, be as a result. Okay? Be with or for ذَنْبِهِمْ. ذَنْب means sin, him, their sin. Because of their sin. Where is the word because? The bad. Bad. Be. Them sin home. Be them being. As a result of sin, فَسَوَّهَا, made them equal in destruction. فَسَوَّهَا, make it level. The whole tribe, the whole country has been leveled. And listen to the end of the surah. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا وَا and لَا not يَخَاف من خوف fear to be scared. Who doesn't scare or afraid? Allah. He is not scared of the backlash. It's nothing called backlash. It's for Allah. He will remove everybody, and nothing can happen to him. Nobody. He is not concerned what is going. You could not fight Allah back. Okay. So he said, and he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not worry about what is the result or what you call it backlashes of what he did. Okay? And he, Allah, fear not the result thereof. Very serious ending, huh? Very serious ending. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy a nation, he's not worried what's going to happen. What they have from whipping, what they could not do anything to Allah. He only can send rain or wind and remove everybody, throw everybody in the ocean. What you can do? Huh? Very serious ending, huh? Shows you the magnificence and the greatness and the powerful God Almighty Allah. But he's not unjust or unfair. He did it because what? Bithambi. Remember this. He did it because what? Because Bithambi. Did he believe and he destroyed them? No. Alright? كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
The result.
What happened after? Okay. I snatch, you understand, your product, and now you run and you start shoot me. So this is came as a result of what I did. It's called aqibah. What is the result comes out of doing such a thing? Which one? Okay. Talk. فَذَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. Okay. Everything is referring about it. Okay. When it started the punishment, it said, فَذَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Who ذَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ? Who destroyed them? فَذَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Their Lord. You see it? فَذَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. فَذَمْدَمَ. You see it? Any question? Saying the surah one time, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها. Say it. والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. Okay, جزاكم الله خيرا. And Wednesday coming, I think it will be the first Wednesday. This will give you time to memorize. Okay? Inshallah, try to utilize a tape or something that you make sure you have the proper pronunciation. And if somebody needs a tape or needs a CD with the last, just let me know. I will make it for you, inshallah, or you can download it from the internet. Thank you. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.